The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. And that's because the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe has some great features like the available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third row seating, available dual wireless charging pads, and much, much more. So think about those places that you want to go, the things that you'd like to do this weekend, and where the Santa Fe can take you. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Freaking first cut. Golly!
Welcome to the First Cut Podcast. I'm Rick Gaiman. That right there, Sia Najad. And Sia, we have Xander Schauffele with a multiple shot lead going into the weekend. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, we thought two people were going to run away with it in round two. And then one of them got a quad and then a double. And it's just Xander at the top, which honestly, you know, I was kind of hoping Xander would fall back a little bit too, just so that we could have maybe some more compelling live bets to consider and, you know, some of these other mid-tier guys being in play. But this is a really fun tournament to watch. I gotta be honest. And I think tomorrow is going to have just as many fireworks. So I'm super excited about the weekend.
Let me give a professional tease here. I mentioned it on the other side of the ad break. We have another brand new announcement of a new tour. Sia, not the Saudis, not the PGA Tour, another rival tour. You'll have to stay tuned for that.
Wow, that is extremely exciting.
And it might be exclusive, actually.
This is breaking news.
A breaking news exclusive stuff. Xander Schauffele way out in front. In fact, our friends over at Caesars have already anointed him as the favorite, minus 120, with 36 holes to go. He is seemingly dialed in. The ball striking numbers are fantastic. Xander doesn't get a lot of love for winning like full field cut events. He could add one to the resume here.
Oh, I mean, he needs to add this one, especially having such a cushion here. And yes, of course, there's 36 holes to play after today. But yeah, I mean, if he doesn't close this one out, that sort of reputation about him not being able to close out sort of single man events or, you know, PGA Tour events is going to linger even louder, if you will. So it's his to win. I think this is a great course setup for him. He's certainly playing it well. He's sort of letting the course come to him as opposed to taking chances and, you know, doing something like Rory did and just being wayward overall. So I think I don't want to say Xander's going to win, but this looks really good for him.
He has held the lead or co-lead through 36. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times in his career. T3, T2, second, T2. The only one he won, Sia, was the Zurich Classic with Patrick Cantlay. So he has actually never closed out a 36-hole lead by himself. Does that matter?
Not really. I mean, again, to me, and this is a sort of a theoretical, philosophical argument. To me, if you're finishing T3 and T2 or even like T4, or whatever it is in the top five, I think that lends itself to, hey man, you were just like one stroke away from taking this thing down. So I mean, I generally think if you're finishing top three in tournaments, you probably have the wherewithal to actually win one. Sometimes it's just circumstantial. So I don't really give Xander the tag of like he just can't win. I mean, I expect him to win. It's just a matter of whether he wins today. I mean, on Sunday.
7-under 63 in route to 14 under par, has not made a bogey yet this week. The only guy in the field who can boast that. This was going to basically be a two-man race, yeah, with Xander Schauffele and Rory McIlroy. Rory is still the second shortest odds over at Caesars, plus 750, pretty big gap from Xander to Rory. And he was rocking and rolling until he stepped onto the tee box at number 12. He hits one OB. He doesn't play it well after that. And when all is said and done, he ends up with a quadruple bogey 8. He would tack on another double at 15. Just a very sloppy second 9 from Rory.
Yeah, and for the record, the double could have easily been a triple. I mean, he drained a long putt to you know, make that a double ultimately. This is one of those things that can happen. I mean, of course, Rory got a little reckless there when maybe he didn't need to, but This is the beauty of this course, that there's, you can go out and get it like Xander did, like KH Lee did, like so many other guys did. So some of these kind of like middling guys did. But at the end of the day, you can also get yourself in a lot of trouble, which I think lends itself to an exciting weekend, notwithstanding the fact that Xander has a very big lead. So, you know, Xander's minus seven today. He just closed out his 18 today. He could shoot two under par tomorrow. We don't know. And there's a bunch of guys that, you know, are in the chase pack, like your Patrick Cantlays and some other guys that I'm rooting for, like Cam Davis and Webb Simpson, that could absolutely throw up a seven under tomorrow. So this is anybody's game. I mean, Xander looks very locked in, but it just takes an average round for him to come way back to the field.
Patrick Cantlay, as you mentioned, followed up his opening round 64 with a Friday 67. That's three under par. He's 8-1 over at Caesars Sportsbook. So as we talk right now, there are only three golfers sub 22-1. So very clearly, Caesars has taken a stance on who is going to win this golf tournament. But Cantlay is kind of lurking here. He's had great success at TPC River Highlands in the past. We've seen the putter get really hot at times. I don't mind a little click on Cantlay.
I don't either. I think 8-1 is actually a pretty fair number. Yes, he's five strokes behind. But again, with this course, you can really go out and get it and have a really good Saturday or Sunday. And, you know, we know Xander typically, and I know we just addressed this, you know, he's not necessarily super comfortable with a lead. So, you know, here we are. I think having Patrick Cantlay in the chase pack should be at least a little bit daunting for Xander. And I think 8+800 is extremely fair. I honestly would have thought that would have been a touch lower, to be honest.
You mentioned Cam Davis. So I kind of just want to go further down the board here. Cam Davis, 28-1. Like I tend to think that there's a lot of golf to be played, and we've seen five shot leads go away faster than 36 holes, right? I'm not ready to hand this to Xander Schauffele, but if you're looking to make another bet, there's a lot of value down the board because of Xander, Rory, and Patrick Cantlay. So Cam Davis is 28-1. I don't mind that. The other one is Davis Riley. Davis Riley's not going to win. He's 300-1, but like showdown, round by round matchups, things like that. He's like three strokes below expectation with the putter, and he's striping it. Like Davis Riley, if he does not improve his position significantly on Saturday, I'd be very surprised by that.
So it's funny you bring him up because, Rick, you know that on Wednesday morning, me and Patrick McDonald and Coach, we did like a strictly betting show. And I gave out three outrights on that. It was Davis Riley, not looking so great, Webb Simpson, and Cam Davis. By the way, Cam Davis was 150-1. Webb was 65, and Davis Riley was 40. Those are the only three outrights I gave. And frankly, if Davis Riley was actually, you know, putting well, I think all three of them would be sort of, you know, contending here. I think Cam Davis is such a good course fit here. And I think his 28-1 number is not super appetizing, but I definitely think a lot of these guys at 8-under and 9-under are in play.
Okay, fair enough. Sia Najad, available on Twitter at Sia Najad. We're going to let Sia go because what we're going to do is we are going to run a very important, dare I say, life-changing promo, Sia. And and we are going to get to this very important announcement on the other side. Are you excited for that?
I'm super excited. I can't wait to hear this. I can't wait to watch this. This is going to be fantastic.
Thank you so much. We will see you, I guess, at a different time.
All right. Sounds good.
Jacob, run it.
It's a really fine line creating workout clothes that are great in the gym and workout clothes that are also great to look at outside the gym. And Vuori has threaded that needle. They are designed to work out in, but they don't look like it. They don't feel like it. And it's incredibly comfortable stuff, whether you are running, training, swimming, doing yoga, running errands, lounging around the house. It really doesn't matter. These are versatile clothes. You'll find me often in the men's Sunday performance jogger because I like the jogger situation that goes on down at the bottom, but they're very comfortable. They've got a little bit of a shorter inseam, so they're not as bulky as other pants or other joggers that I have seen out there. And I've really enjoyed how they work both in and out of the gym. So now here's what you can do for our listeners. First-time purchasers are getting 20% off. All you have to do is go to vuori.com/first. That's VUORI.com/first. Again, Not only will you receive 20% off your first order, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75. And here's my favorite part, free returns. Yeah, go check it out, Vuori.com/first, and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.
Welcome to the Nickelodeon Slime Cup, a tournament of excellence, honor, and prestige. Four teams, seven holes, one outrageous golf tournament.
Oh my yeah! God!
The Slime Cup tees off Saturday, June 25th, only on Nickelodeon.
Here's a phrase I never thought I'd say. Nickelodeon is in the golf game, and the Slime Cup is coming to our televisions, a brand new golf competition produced and shown on Nickelodeon. We're going to get into the details. Joining us to break it all down, Hunter March is here. Hunter, welcome in.
Wow, man, if you squint hard enough, you'll see me in that trailer somewhere. I swear, you just got to really, you know, close one eye. But yeah, what a fun project to be a part of. It was such an honor. It was great.
It's all my favorite things, right? Like growing up as a Nickelodeon kid, and now it converging in a world that I'm in now in golf. Like this is awesome. So let's talk about what we've got going on here, Hunter. This is a competition where we've compiled not only Nickelodeon stars, but we've got some of golf's greats, Justin Thomas. We've got Jon Rahm, Colin Morikawa, Lexi Thompson. This is going to be a Nickified golf match. What does that mean?
Nickified is exactly what you want it to be. There's going to be slime and hijinks and some of the most fun challenges. I mean, even being an avid golfer myself, watching them do a Nickified course, I was so envious that I didn't get to participate at every single event. There was one event where there's this cart that they've got to hit at, like, I mean, it was a Colin Morikawa and Justin Thomas, and they were beaming this cart, and it was the funniest thing. It was for the Avatar hole. I mean, the whole thing is just the most fun you could have as a kid, but as an adult, I had just as much fun.
I love that, and you're not going to be able to compete. Your role is kind of on scene, on the course, relaying the information to us, right? That's what we can expect?
Yeah, I'm the sideline reporter alongside Jerry Traynor, which you can't pick a better co-host to report with. I mean, his face, even if he didn't make noises, his face says enough. And we just got to play the whole time, which was great.
You know, we often see these golfers, and Jon Rahm specifically, where he is laser focused. He does not look like he wants to have any fun whatsoever. This is kind of a different beast. And you've also got Justin Herbert. You've got Saquon Barkley. You have guys mm-hmm. that are very, very, very competitive in all natures of their life. Did that come out in the Slime Cup?
It came out because they weren't on my team, so I was hoping they were having no fun. I think they did. I think everybody had a great time, but because they weren't on my team, I was more worried about Colin and Justin and the Bella twins. And we just had our team, I feel like, was smiling the entire time. And I don't want to spoil anything, but, you know, we did pretty good.
We saw in that promo there, when I hear Nickified and I look at the trailer, golf clubs that are not your regular golf clubs, that are not your regular tee boxes, greens and fairways that might produce some interesting challenges. That's kind of the idea here. It's going to put these athletes in some situations they haven't quite seen before.
Yeah, we have the unfairway, which is the final hole where players battle it out to win the ultimate Nickelodeon Slime Cup. And there's plenty of slime to go around for this entire time. Like you said, the clubs are not what you'd expect for the pros. The pros had to use these pretty insane clubs, and the kids got to use regular clubs. The celebs got to use regular clubs. And honestly, I don't think it really helped them much to have regular clubs, because the pros, even with the insane clubs, were playing like professional golfers. It was so fun to watch.
This is kind of exciting. One, because, you know, we don't have to take it too seriously. Golf tends to be a little bit stuffy. We probably take it too seriously at times. And we've spent a lot of our last few months in our world talking about growing the game. And I couldn't imagine a better scenario of actually growing the game than Nickelodeon saying, you know what? We'll do golf, Hunter. We'll do golf.
Yeah, when I heard about the idea, I just thought about growing up and how every Saturday morning I wanted to watch Nickelodeon with my brother. And every Saturday morning, my dad wanted to watch the PGA Tour. My dad wanted to watch professional golf. And so for me to be able to go back in time and turn on Nickelodeon and show my dad that it was a golf tournament, I would have watched it, you know, hands down with him. He would have loved every second of it. So would have I. So I just think it's such a cool way to get young people into this really great sport at a young age.
And this is not Nickelodeon's first foray into sport, right? We had the wild card games in the NFL yep. playoffs, which you'll see appearances from SpongeBob and Patrick Starr, right? I mean, this is kind of a little bit of a trend where when I was growing up, it was cartoons. Now it's Nickelodeon so much more now.
Yeah, it's unreal what Nickelodeon has kind of expanded out into. I just think that, you know, for a channel to survive in this media landscape and on top of that, thrive and get new audiences and keep people entertained when everyone's attention span is, you know, 12 seconds, it's so cool. So, you know, to be a part of it and watch just everyone's brilliance, I felt like I got to live out like a childhood fantasy.
The team, so four teams, green, pink, red, and orange, compete in a two-round tournament. And this is what I'm really interested in here, Hunter. It says, holes inspired by fan-favorite Nickelodeon shows. Can you give us any insight of what some of these holes might be inspired by?
Well, you know, one of my favorite shows growing up was Avatar. So they have an Avatar hole, which is fantastic, very fun. And if you see it, you'll be blown away at the amount of time and creative energy that goes into each of these holes. Outside of that, we actually ended up in the Rose Bowl, which dream come true anyway, just to be on the field of the Rose Bowl, let alone with some of my favorite professional golfers and celebrities. And the final challenge is unreal. These guys are so good at golf that they make these challenges look easy. And then, you know, everybody else steps up and takes a whack and you're just like, oh, okay. I see why you guys are sponsored now.
Yeah, that they tend to make it look easy every single week. Well, they're going to battle it out here for not only the Nickelodeon Slime Cup, not only a blazer that is, of course, in the official Nick Orange, but I love the way Nickelodeon does this. The honor of getting slimed. Eat slime, that's not a punishment, is it, Hunter? That's an honor.
No, it is absolutely an honor. And it's funny, every time, I mean, I've been to the Kids' Choice Awards before, I've worked with Nickelodeon in the past, and every Nick star, it's kind of like they wear it like a badge of honor to have been slimed. And the ones who have been slimed a dozen times, the, you know, Miranda Cosgroves and everybody who's just been on the network for so long and is a fan favorite, and to this day, they hear that they're getting slimed and it's exciting. It's just a great way to kind of become embraced by the Nickelodeon culture and world.
The date of the premiere, Saturday, June 25th, 8 p.m. Eastern time. It's going to simulcast on Nickelodeon, Teen Nick, and Nicktoons. Hunter, before we let you out of here, you've given us a couple, you know, bits of insight. I don't want you to give away too much, but is there something specific we should look forward to when this whole thing gets in front of our eyeballs?
You know, I just want everyone to pick a favorite going into it, because for me, you know, just kind of trying to figure out who's going to win and rooting for that person the whole time was really fun. Jerry and I did it with our own teams. I don't want to say that I called it, but I think I called it. I knew who was going to win from the beginning. And I'm very curious to see if everybody else can guess right at the top of the show.
Nickelodeon, Teen Nick, Nicktoons, June 25th, 8 p.m. Eastern time. That right there is Hunter March. Hunter, really appreciate the time. This was one of the more fun segments I've been able to do in recent days and weeks. So thank you very much.
Of course. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye, everybody.
There you go. That is Hunter March. You can find him on Twitter at Hunter March. You can find me at Rick Run Good. This has been The First Cut. We'll catch you next time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.